on the hiring of civilian employees in the executive branch. I pledge last July that this would be a first step toward controlling the growth and size of government and reducing the drain on the economy of the public sector. And beyond the symbolic value of this, which is my first official act, the freeze will eventually lead to a significant reduction in the size of the federal workforce. Only rare exemptions will be permitted in order to maintain vital services. So I am happy to be taking this action in this historic room to sign it. What I hope will be full cooperation between Congress and the executive branch. This is a memorandum for the heads of executive departments and agencies, and of course will be implemented by the Office of Management and Budget. Sign the nominations for members of my cabinet. This is for Alexander Haig, Jr. of Connecticut, Secretary of State. Donald C. Reagan of New Jersey to be Secretary of the Treasury. William French Smith, California Attorney General. Of Illinois, Secretary of Agriculture. Captain Baldridge of Connecticut, Secretary of Commerce. Navigation Rodeo. Secretary of Labor. Richard Schweiker of Pennsylvania, Secretary of Health and Human Services. Proves his quality in some of the meetings we've been having. He found the only wash basin in the washroom. That should be kept out of the water. Andrew L. Lewis, Pennsylvania, Secretary of Transportation. James B. Edwards of South Carolina, Secretary of Energy. Schnell of Utah's Secretary of Education. Jean J. Kirkpatrick of Maryland, to be representative of the United States of America to the United Nations, with the rank and status of Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary, and the representative of the United States of America in the Security Council of the United Nations. David A. Stockman of Michigan, Director of the Office of Management and Budget. J. Casey of New York, Director of Central Intelligence. Darrell M. Trent of California, to be Deputy Secretary of Transportation.